This is Missouri Net News, your election authority.
Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. The latest White House Coronavirus Task Force report ranks Missouri 18th for its rate of new COVID-19 cases. The report, dated October 25th, says 87% of all Missouri counties have moderate to high levels of community transmission. The FBI is working to stop criminals from interfering in America's election system, including in Missouri. Special Agent C.J. Sanders tells KMBC in Kansas City that agents are especially on guard this year for interference online.
What's perhaps a little bit newer in the past few years is a foreign influence component. Put misinformation in social media.
On Election Day, the FBI will have command posts in Kansas City and Jefferson City. A proposal on the November 3rd ballot further limits Missourians' abilities to vote for incumbents they like. Historian Bob Priddy explains Missouri voters have not always followed that practice.
Amendment 1 extends the two-term limit to Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, Attorney General, and State Auditor. The Governor and the State Treasurer already are term-limited. But history shows Missourians might have a hypocritical streak on this issue. When given a chance to vote for more terms for candidates, Missouri voters have a propensity to do it. It's how Peter Kinder served 3 terms as Lieutenant Governor, Jay Nixon 4 terms as Attorney General. Auditor Forrest Smith served 4 terms as Auditor. One of his successors, Haskell Holman, served 18 years. And Secretary of State James Kirkpatrick served 20. Missourians limited their opportunities to vote when they supported legislative term limits in 1992, with limits kicking in with the 94 election. At which time, many legislators who already had served 8 years or more were eligibly elected for as many as 8 more years.
Bob Priddy is the author of a new book coming out next year about the history of the Missouri Capitol. Most of Southeast Missouri will be under a flood watch from 7 this evening until 10 a.m. tomorrow. National Weather Service meteorologist Sean Polis tells Missouri Net the impacted towns include Cape Girardeau, Sykeston, Poplar Bluff, and Dexter.
We're anticipating rain continuing pretty heavy this evening into the overnight hours, and then gradually trying to lessen in intensity.
Southeast Missouri could get 3 to 4 inches of additional rain. A suspected robber in Kansas City picked the wrong guy, a judo champion. Josh Henges says a 20-year-old man tried to rob him in Kansas City Monday night while walking home. That's when Henges says his USA judo team instincts kicked in. He held the suspect to the ground until an officer arrived. And happy birthday to the Gateway Arch, the landmark depicting the westward expansion of the U.S., turns 55 years old today. This is Missouri Net.